I'd like to say that the following story shocked me, but I can't, because it doesn't, even though it should. Wild baying mob of 30 schoolchildren are caught on camera attacking two police officers as they wrestle one to the floor and repeatedly stamp on his head. A group of 30 children attacked police officers and stamped on a man's head when they gathered to watch a fight between two girls after school. The truly shocking and violent incident was caught on camera and shows the youngsters, most still wearing their school uniform, attacking the officers. They'd all gathered outside the school in New Cross, South London, to witness the arranged fight, which had been publicised on WhatsApp. The uniformed officers, a man and a woman, both suffered blows after being kicked and punched by the large mob. They were on a routine patrol of the area when they noticed a large knife being concealed by a young male, but the children were quick to pin the male officer to a car bonnet before the trouble escalated and they managed to get him on the ground. A swarm of school children then surround the officer, and it's then that members of the violent group start to stomp on the helpless officer's head. Eventually, a female officer was able to pull the man up and get him away from the crowd. Witnesses told the Sun newspaper that the schoolchildren gathered around the two officers like a pack of feral wolves. Following the onslaught, the male officer's hat was removed and he ended up sat down on the pavement, looking dazed and confused. The victim was eventually taken to hospital, where he was treated for severe bruising. The female officer was punched in the jaw when she tried to rescue him. One resident from New Cross told the newspaper there was a fight, then the police turned up and were attacked by the kids. They were like a pack of feral wolves. Ken Marsh, chairman of the Rank and File Metropolitan Police Federation branch, added, "This film is truly shocking. These images highlight the dangers that police officers face day in and day out while patrolling the streets." Two girls from different South London schools agreed to meet and fight, and shocked witnesses said a few of the children gave him a kicking on the floor. A 15-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of causing actual bodily harm and was bailed following the incident on the 9th of November. The Metropolitan Police is appealing for witnesses, while the council and two schools are assisting in the investigation. A police spokesman said, "Police in Lewisham are appealing for information and witnesses to a vicious attack on two police officers and are urging anyone with mobile phone footage of the incident to come forward. Two uniformed officers were violently assaulted by a group of up to 30 school children in Goodwood Road near the junction with New Cross Road. The officers approached the group during routine patrols of the area and noticed a large knife being concealed by a young male. After attempting to search the suspect, one of the officers was violently punched in the face several times by some of the other youths, causing him to fall to the ground. The second officer stepped in to help her colleague, and in doing so was also punched in the jaw. The group continued to assault the officer on the floor by repeatedly kicking him in the head, leaving him with serious bruising and damaging his mobile phone. Officers are aware that a number of members of the public witnessed the attack and captured it on their mobile phones, and are now urging those people to come forward and speak to police." Detective Sergeant Jenny White of Lewisham Police added, "I'm appealing to anyone who witnessed this shocking attack on two officers to come forward and speak with us, particularly anyone with mobile phone footage of the incident. It happened at a very busy time of the day, and there would have been a large number of people in the area. These officers go to work every day to keep the public safe, and this demonstrates the dangers the police can face while carrying out those duties. Anyone with information is urged to contact Lewisham CID on 020 8284 8365 or 101. Alternatively, get in touch with Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. As I said at the start of this, I wish I was surprised by the actions of this large group and their attitude towards the police officers. Yes, there was a time when the Bobby was on the beat and people would ask him for the time and they'd be respectful. Those times are long gone now, thanks to social changes. The thing is, the police us by consent. which means the only people who can do anything about this is us, because without our consent, they can't do their job, so we have to make sure the rules are changed in our favour. Now, that might mean that the police get more powers and they lose some powers. Well, so be it. They're supposed to be public servants, so it really is down to us. If you don't want to see stuff like this on the streets of your town, and you want things changed, then you have to get involved, and you have to get things changed. Remember, they work for you.
He'd always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too fine for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. Ha ha ha!